January 13th. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8, verse 31. Admiral David Farragut, who is best remembered for his courage in Mobile Bay in 1864, damned the torpedoes full speed ahead, listened patiently to Admiral Samuel DuPont's long list of reasons why he had failed to get his fleet into Charleston Harbor and thus win the battle. "DuPont," Farragut finally interjected, "there is one reason more. You did not believe you could." More often than not, our words, thoughts, or actions telegraph failure ahead of an outcome. How many timid salesmen have prefaced a presentation with, "You wouldn't be interested in this, would you?" Or how many times do we begin warily, "I'm afraid I won't," or "I fear I can't." Lawyers are trained not to build cases against themselves, not to see the evidence against their position, but to marshal facts that are in their client's favor. We must do the same for ourselves if we are to succeed in our daily endeavors. "If you can believe," Christ says in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 23, "all things are possible." Today, try to see past the problems of your life to the possibilities. Give me the courage to believe, Lord, when my doubts are strong and my faith is weak.